This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. So today, inshallah, will be our last segment of the series, the best and the worst series. And the reason bringing this to a close is because, alhamdulillah, we have covered many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the best of the people or the worst of the people, the best actions, the worst actions, and the best place, the best time. We've covered many ahadith like this. Today, inshallah, the last hadith I want to share with you is regarding a very important topic that we all should try to exhibit and try to practice in our life, and that is az-zuhd. And the word az-zuhd can be translated as indifference. Some people have translated as detachment. Some people have translated as asceticism and so forth. But the word az-zuhd, in my understanding, and the best way to explain this is detachment. So how do we understand detachment from this dunya? How do we understand detachment from the things that we have and so forth? So first of all is that let's try to understand this. Zuhud does not necessarily mean that there is complete detachment from this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was known to be a zahid. He has zuhud in his life. Yet someone says that, well, he married 9 wives. Isn't that against detachment of this dunya? You had people like Sulaiman alayhi salam. He had control over the jinns. He could speak to the animals. Not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much in terms of this dunya. Does that mean that he was against zuhud and so forth, or there was no zuhud in his life? So we have this misunderstanding that zuhud means complete detachment from this world, and that is wrong. So the question is that what is the meaning of zuhud? And as Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi reported from Al-Muslim Al-Khawlani rahmatullahi alayhi, that to renounce the world and everything that does exist in the world, and to say that it is forbidden for me to take this. Now, there are things in this dunya that Allah has made permissible, and there are things that Allah has made impermissible. The things that are impermissible, of course, we leave them. But zuhud does not necessarily mean that the things that are permissible, I don't take them either. That is not what zuhud means. Zuhud means that whatever that we have, there's still none of that is in my heart. Because I may have dunya in my heart, in my hand, but in my heart I have who? I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In my hand I may have dunya, but what's in my heart? The akhirah is in my heart. And this is why the word zuhud has been explained by so many ulama in so many different ways. But the way Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he explains zuhud, I want to quickly share that with you. He says that zuhud is, first of all, a spectrum. It's not just one particular characteristic that a person has that then a person is considered as a zahid. There are 3 things that he mentions that are a sign of zuhud in one's life. The very first thing, that a person, he stays away from the prohibitions. And Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says that this is the lowest level of zuhud. And this is something that's part of our deen. If Allah has made something prohibited, then we should stay away from it completely. The second thing he said is abandoning that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal. Now, there are things that Allah has made halal. And what eventually happens is, when we go for those things so much in this dunya, then the love of those things, they replace the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. So, if a person, he takes those things, but at the same time he has Allah in his heart, at the forefront of everything, then this person, he has zuhud. And the last thing is, abandoning that which will take him away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person wants to start a business, for example. Now, there's a lot of hard work that goes into a business. Or you want to start pursuing a certain kind of lifestyle. Or you want to pursue a career and so forth. Now, if you know that that will take you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to be very careful of that. Once again, nothing wrong in pursuing that, but not at the expense of our deen. This is also part of zuhud. Now, what do we get out of zuhud? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now although this is a da'if hadith, but the ulama, they have mentioned very clearly that this is a very beautiful message nonetheless, and that is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that when you perform zuhud from whatever exists in this dunya, meaning that I show, oh Allah, the dunya is all around me. The dunya is all around me, but oh Allah, even though yes, I use this dunya to take care of my needs, I use this dunya to take care of my family and so forth, but oh Allah, you are still in my heart, then this will bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will love you. Today we want Allah to love us, and we want people to love us too. We always want this. And there's nothing wrong in having that. In this hadith, even though I said earlier is da'if, but nonetheless the ulama have explained this hadith and they have said that it's absolutely fine to use this hadith in terms of encouragement to apply zuhud in our life. And he says, so if you apply zuhud from this dunya, Allah will love you. And if you apply zuhud from what people have, meaning that you're not always worried about what people have and you're trying to attain this and trying to attain that, then the Prophet says that the people will love you. Because today, when I see that a person wants to be connected to me, because purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of what I have, then eventually you're going to like that person better. Because that friendship is based on real, is based on real motive, is based on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is based on not something that is superficial or something that is artificial and so forth. So this is why that friendship will last and people will love that person who does not show attachment too much to what they have. Finally, last thing I will say is, if you see a person who has, mashallah, a big house, or a person who has a lot of money, and a person, and because there are people who say, oh, what this person has, he doesn't have zuhud, I want zuhud in my life. First of all is, please keep in mind is, that you and I are not in the place to judge anyone. Allah will decide who's a zahid and who's not a zahid. Who has zuhud in their life and who does not have zuhud, that's not for me and for you to decide. We cannot look at someone and say they don't have zuhud. Let Allah decide that. What Allah wants from us is to apply zuhud in our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the zahideen, those who apply zuhud in their life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.